Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have some breaking news. Vontae Davis, former Dolphin, Colt, Buffalo Bill cornerback, has died at the age of 35. His body was found at a property in Southwest Ranches, Florida, according to 7 News Miami. Right now, a death investigation is underway. The property was owned by his grandmother. A childhood friend, Bobby Mays, confirmed the passing in an emotional Facebook statement. And he says, to my childhood friend and to my brother, Vontae Davis, rest in peace. We're not sure what happened. Young, healthy, he's only 35. But he had suffered a crash. I think this was in February 2023. And he was found sleeping at the side of the road next to his Tesla. And so I'm not sure if he suffered severe head injury. It looks like there's blood underneath him near the wall. And the crash looks pretty severe. The car looks really, really mangled. But he was the 25th pick in the 2009 NFL draft, played until 2018. And then he retired in the middle of a Bills game against the Los Angeles Chargers. So he did cut a plea deal with prosecutors of Broward County in Florida after driving his vehicle under influence. You start to kind of look at some of these things and you wonder, did he have CTE? Did he have chronic traumatic encephalopathy that affected, his brain from multiple concussions? You know, when you see somebody very physically fit, healthy appearing, but then you see possible substance use, risky behavior. Now, but now that has passed, obviously there's a lot of questions. So we'll keep you posted if we know any more. Another very interesting development that has happened in terms of football news is the Rashee Rice issue as it pertains to a car crash. Rashee Rice from the Chiefs. He is a Super Bowl winner, and he is has a huge, huge continuing career ahead of him. Now is wanted by police. There is a Lamborghini and a Corvette filmed going at high speed on dash cam footage. It has surfaced, and it appears to be the result or the cause of a Dallas car crash, and I think involves 6 vehicles. You could see a Lamborghini and a Corvette colliding with a gray car on the North Central Expressway. Cars get pulled across the road. It is being claimed that the Lamborghini and Corvette, I think the Corvette is what Rice was in, were racing at the time. 5 men from the Corvette and Lamborghini then appear to walk away from the scene on the shoulder of the highway. Now Dallas News claims that Rashee Rice was the driver. There's also been rumors that there were guns and bags taken from the vehicles leaving the scene. Rice has retained counsel. And, not sure what the heck happened, what's going on here, but not good. Also, gosh, to see car just, and so I think it did cause a pileup then on the highway. And so, unfortunately, I've been noticing this, too. I've been hearing cars just randomly race across. I don't know if this is a TikTok thing or if it's, but street racing has become something that is more of a thing now. Now, I remember when I was younger, I spoke to you guys about this. I had a Chevette No air conditioning. I bought it for, I think, $1,800. And I had to make payments on it. And because I didn't have a lot of money. And somebody passed me. And they were being a jerk. So I showed them that I could outdrive them. And we went for about 15 miles, I think, 10, 15 miles on the highway. Me being ahead of him, and we were not going dangerous speeds. But I ended up getting off the freeway. He continued to follow me. And I'm like, I got to get away from this person. And then I jumped a curb and almost hit a pole. Thank God I was okay. Thank God nobody was hurt. Thank God he went away. I don't know who he was, but I really haven't seen much since then, because I pretty much drive the speed limit except when I have to go to the bathroom and I've got to make it home pretty quickly. But I've just seen time and time again just these, just you hear, and they don't sound like electric vehicles. I mean, they sound like muscle cars. And you see people just racing, and you see they're like cars. And it's not that they're on the raceway. It's not that the roads are cordoned off. This is just regular streets. And you're like, what the hell is that? And then my son said he saw the other day somebody sitting side saddle on their motorcycle with their camera videotaping them as they swerve in and out of traffic. So my guess is there is a big demand for these extreme videos of people catching themselves doing these stupid things. And don't they understand that? In fact, I think one person resulted going to the hospital after this accident. You would think someone like Rasheed Rice would understand that. But so I'm not sure what's going on. And the other thing, too, that I don't understand, and maybe I'm naive, is, you know, I have a Corvette and we bought it used. I love it. And people always say, oh, wow, that could go, you know, 0 to 100 and, you know, 10 seconds and you could do this, you could do that. I go, I can't do any of that. I live in a city. I live in a city. I'm not going to be able to drive 0 to 100. I don't. And even if I'm on a highway driving to Southern California or driving to Utah, I'm not going to drive like that because I don't want to get a ticket. And I think we have cars. I mean, for example, these electric cars, they're faster and accelerate faster than fuel gas cars. Where do you get to enjoy that? And I think people are trying to enjoy the speed of their cars, but they can't because there's civilians nearby. Well, then don't do it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I have never seen so much anxiety over something that was allegedly supposed to bring joy to people. And this $20 minimum wage hike for fast food workers is definitely bringing on more anxiety than joy. And so it goes into effect as of today. And so it's a new law boosting the minimum wage for fast food workers in the state. It went into effect today. Any restaurant that has at least 60 locations nationwide, except those that make and sell their own bread, have to increase their staff's wages to $20 an hour. Governor Gavin Newsom signed the legislation, AB 1228, into law in September. In addition to the pay raises, it also establishes a fast food council, including representatives for both workers and employers, that can approve further pay increases and set standards for working conditions. This is being reported by Fox News, and the overall minimum wage for other workers in California is $15.50 an hour. It is still the highest of probably across the nation. Federal minimum wage is still stuck at $7.25 an hour, which averages to $15,000 a year for an employee working 40 hours a week. Now, the median fast food worker wage in the U.S. was about $13.43 an hour in 2022. In California, they were making about $16.60 an hour. So this new minimum equates an annual salary of $41,600. Workers and labor unions have been very excited about this. And supporters are arguing that fast food is not necessarily a place for teenagers to work now that teenagers are playing video games and being supported by their parents and not hustling for jobs so they could pay for their car, because the average kid can't afford a car, let alone a Tesla. So now these are adults, migrants, families, parents, grandparents working in these jobs. But restaurant owners are already starting to can people. Pizza Hut, Southern California Pizza, Round Table Pizza, Vitality Bowls apparently have been announcing layoffs following this the law's passage. And small business owners get really pinched by this, because you would think the law is, okay, well, if somebody owns 60 franchises, they're rich. That's not exactly what the law states. If you own a restaurant and it's your sole business and you have one franchise, and I think at one time, like Subway, you could get a Subway for $25,000 and then operate it. So, I mean, we're talking small business owners, not rich. Because that Subway has more than 60 locations nationwide, although now they might be selling bread as a standalone item, so maybe they're going to now get an exemption. But, you know, if you owned a Supercuts, and luck of the draw, Supercuts is all over the United States, now you're impacted by this. So if you're paying your workers 20 plus an hour, I'm telling you, Supercuts haircuts, they're going to 30 plus a cut. No more $6 haircuts. So according to KTLA 5, there are restaurants exempt from the fast food law. So if you have a fast food restaurant in an airport, hotel, event center, theme park, museum, or other locations, you are going to be exempt from the law. So let's say there's a McDonald's in a gas station. You know how now you're starting to see gas stations that'll have Subway or McDonald's? It won't include those. Restaurants and grocery establishments are also exempt from the law. Now, what's a grocery establishment? So a grocery establishment is a retail store that's over 15,000 square feet that sells primarily household foodstuffs for off-site consumption, secondary to the primary purpose of food sales. The grocery establishment must earn 50% of its gross income from selling household foodstuffs for off-site consumption and employ the individuals working in the restaurant. So now you start to wonder if some of these restaurants are going to try and add a grocery store to there. And you might think, just have them pay. Just pay the $20. Well, it's not just $20. Now the taxes go up. Now the workers' comp goes up. Now your paid leave is more expensive. Now it's a big hit. Now, most fast food franchises will not allow you to add, you know, extra standalone items like bread. See, that was something that helped carve out Panera. And then people found out that a Panera owner who owned multiple Paneras was a big donor to Gavin Newsom. Once word got out, the Panera CEO, or not the CEO of all of Panera, but of those franchises, said, don't worry, we'll pay the $20. But, you know, it just kind of seemed a little arbitrary. So Pizza Hut, Auntie Anne's, Cinnabon announced plans to reduce staff. And one thing that I don't think people are kind of taking into account is that, you know, a pretzel doesn't cover the cost. A Cinnabon doesn't cover the cost. In order for you to pay, the reason why these establishments work is because of low labor costs. You don't, you know, and like a lemonade stand. The reason why we were able to sell lemonade for a dime growing up is because we worked for free. And I don't want any employee to work for free. But these, the whole business model of these things, like for example, like we own a salon and we have some of the highest paying staff in the state. But we've had to raise the rates of what a haircut is. Because once you raise the minimum wage and you raise the bonuses and you raise the incentives and you raise all the perks, well, now you can't cut costs. I've had to close down businesses because you just can't afford it. And so the anxiety is people are worried they're going to lose their job. You know, it was interesting during the Great Recession, which went on way until 2015. Don't believe Google has, I think, changed it to 2009. Don't believe that. It's there were nurses who were making $20 an hour at the time. So this was like 2011, 2012. And some of them were my patients. And they said they were getting fired. They were going to be cut. And I'm like, why? You have seniority. They go, because they could hire two $9 an hour medical assistants. They could get two people for the price of me. And so older, long-standing staff that had seniority, that had experience, were getting canned for cheaper staff. We saw that in the media. People were working $9 an hour to be a reporter for a local news station. So yeah, they were firing the six-figure reporters. They could get multiple people for that cost. And so during the Great Recession, if you had worked your way up and been deserving and done a great job, it didn't matter. You got canned. That's scary stuff. And now there's anxiety because people are afraid to go to fast food because of what they're going to have to pay. Now, again, if a company can do volume, they can make it work. But look at what happened with medicine. Medicine changed to a volume game. How long do you get to spend with your doctor? Many of you can't even get in for months. Or you get seen online over the phone. Because a doctor could increase their volume if they just see patients over the phone. I mean, it's really changed the way things have, you know. A cousin of mine came into town. And her husband wanted to go to Cut, Wolfgang's Cut. Fantastic restaurant. Amazing. Great food. But whoa. I mean, ridiculously expensive. And we split dinners. And it's not them. It's any restaurant is now getting to the point where it is so ridiculous. The cost is ridiculous. And so, you know, at some point, something's got to give. And prices go up when wages go up. Well, prices will never go down if the wages don't go back down. So if $20 an hour is here to stay, which, by the way, it should never be $7.25. $7.25 is ridiculous. But prices aren't going to go down. And automation will take in over. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. For the first time, bird flu is turning up in dairy cattle. Both the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the CDC say they've confirmed it in cows from dairy farms in Kansas and Texas. Avian flu has been impacting flocks in Europe, Asia, and America for the past few years, causing illness and death. The cattle findings come just days after goats on a farm in Minnesota were diagnosed with bird flu. The agencies say bird flu in cows should not have a major impact on milk prices because there's a sufficient dairy supply. Reporting out of the Middle East says a top Iranian military commander was targeted in an Israeli airstrike in Syria today, the strike taking place near the Iranian embassy in Damascus. It's unknown if the commander in the Iranian Revolutionary Guard survived the attack. The strike comes as a Hamas-Israel war rages on in Gaza. This is USA News.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So have you ever taken a cruise? Well, when you take a cruise, I love cruises. I love being able to eat when I want to eat, tip at the end so you don't have to always tip everybody who's being so kind to you, because you'd run out of tips day one because the staff is incredible. You go to multiple areas of like Caribbean or Alaska, and then there's excursions you could take. And when the ship stops, you have a finite amount of time to go on an excursion. My husband taught me only do an excursion that is sanctioned by the cruise line. even though private excursions could be cheaper, because if you miss something coming back, the ship leaves you and you're stuck. And so anytime we do an excursion, we do so as only under the excursions offered by the cruise line. Well, sadly, here's an example of what happens when you don't. There are six American, two Australian cruise ship passengers now are now stranded on an African island because they missed the getting to the dock in time after their excursion. Unfortunately, one is pregnant. Another is an elderly man with a heart condition. And they claim they have no money. They don't have their medications because the vessel left port without them. Jay and Jill Campbell from South Carolina, this has been reported by the New York Post, say they are stuck on the Central African island of Sao Tome with four other Americans and two Australian passengers. Now, they said the captain of the ship, however, allegedly refused to let them reboard. A spokesperson for the cruise line claimed the passengers were left on the island on their own or with a private tour and missed the all aboard time. Now, there's some pictures showing a passenger not being allowed to get back on a boat. And so you start to wonder what's going on here. Now, a spokesperson for the Norwegian Cruise Line, and we've taken Norwegian Cruise Lines. It's nice. I really like Celebrity Cruises. That was really nice. We did Holland America. Royal Caribbean is nice as well. Norwegian was okay. It was nice. It wasn't our favorite. But their spokesperson said guests are responsible for ensuring they return to the ship at the published time, which is communicated broadly over the ship's intercom, in the daily communication and posted just before exiting the vessel. The Campbells acknowledged there was an issue on their tour of the island, and the guy did not get us back to the ship in time on Friday. Jay had recounted, we were like, our time is getting really short, and they were like, no problem, we can get you back within an hour. He said the tour operator then contacted the cruise ship captain to let them know that they would be late. When they reached the port, Campbell said the ship was still anchored, and the island's Coast Guard took them on a boat to a ship in order to get them back on board. But the captain wouldn't let them come back. The captain, they said, could have made an easy decision to turn one of the tender boats back, pick us up. They had no port to call for the next day. They were simply going to be at sea. So there is a married couple from Delaware, a paraplegic, they said, an elderly man with a heart condition, now stranded on the island. They don't have their belongings. It's all in the cabin, all their money, necessary travel documents, as well as medicine. Now, they said the Campbells were the only ones who had a Visa card, so they helped pay more than $5,000 in food, toiletries, and hotels for the rest of the group. This is according to WRAL. In an updated statement on Saturday, a spokesperson for Norwegian Cruise Lines noted that guests are responsible for any unnecessary travel costs to rejoin the ship at the next available port of call. So, they plan to fly to Gambia and West Africa to meet the cruise ship at the port on Sunday. They spent 15 hours traveling through six countries to reach the port on Easter, only to find out that now the ship couldn't dock due to low tides. So now they're heading to a port in Senegal. The cruise is supposed to dock tomorrow, but it's not going to be easy for them to get back on the ship. They said what we looked at was some type of van transportation for eight people, the quadriplegic woman included, driving from here. They paid for a ferry, and it's just been an absolute nightmare. Now, this is heartbreaking, but I kind of had a similar experience where when I'm not sure exactly all the rules and maritime rules, but when somebody jumps back on the ship and goes through security, you have to go through security. You have to bring back your passport. You have to go through the security line. When they close all that up and then they close the doors, and then there's certain, like, you know, like you do flight checks with checks that the ship goes through. And so you would think it would be something simple for them to reopen the door and let people come back in. But it would be interesting to see what exactly the rules are, because I remember telling my husband, look, we actually have an extra 15 minutes. I remember this was like 10, 12 years ago. My husband said, no, you don't. We do not have an extra 10, 15 minutes. We don't. When they close the door, that's it. And I go, but they're still going to be at the dock. It doesn't matter. That once they close that door, you're done. And it's kind of frightening. Again, if it is a Norwegian-sanctioned excursion or a cruise excursion, then they just don't close the door. They wait. And they wait. Or they make certain arrangements. There's company rules. But if you decide to go see family, if you decide to wander around, you may never want to come back. You may get abducted, sadly. You may... The ship goes on without you. And it's a reality that I think a lot of people don't understand. And seeing what these people are going through is pretty scary. So if you are taking a cruise, please be very, very careful. And I know they're more expensive. When you go through the cruise ship excursions, it's another way for you to get nickel and dimed. I get that. Trust me. You know, we were in Alaska and my husband found a great fisherman. And we did all we can to make sure we had plenty of wiggle room because we have done some private excursions. In fact, you could even rent your own boat sometimes. But if it's a non-sanctioned excursion, you don't get back on the ship, you're stuck. And I think, you know, they do make it clear, but nobody thinks it's going to happen to them. So I would, you know, be aware. Now, again, still, many of you are starting to look at travel plans for the summer. You know, it's interesting. I can't plan ahead. I know some trips, every time I tried to plan a trip a year in advance, I've had to cancel it. I was going to go to Maui for a wedding this July, but I have a conference I have to be at same week and a wedding to go to the previous week. So I canceled the trip. I'm not very, very good at planning trips ahead of time. Obviously, the sooner you plan a trip, the better. Thank God I got refundable tickets. They were expensive. Refundable tickets to Hawaii was $900 a pop. That's why it was kind of easy for me to decide to cancel. That was a lot of money. Non-refundable was $727. I remember the good old days where I could fly to Hawaii for $400, and still that was a bite. That really was a bite. So, travel insurance, got to read the fine line. Most travel insurance will not cover you for COVID. And so, because now everybody and their mother gets COVID, they don't want to be paying for your tickets. So you can postpone. Most airlines will allow you to postpone the ticket, but travel insurance might not always cover you for that. So don't think you could always get out of a ticket because of COVID. Even though, yes, we don't want you traveling if you have COVID or communicable disease. Travel insurance might not always cover that. But I sometimes do get travel insurance. But when it comes to vacationing, honestly, always, if you could do the refundables, like with Orbitz or things like that, I would opt for that. And but definitely cruises are a fantastic way to vacation. 1-877-DOCDOLLY.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh?
Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So apparently some people do not know what a swastika symbolizes. So let me school you. Now, many of you have probably seen the headlines. There was a march in London over the weekend. And apparently, allegedly, there were swastikas and things being presented. And when individuals went to the local police who were standing there around the march asking them to step in, because of the hate symbol and the hate speech and what the swastika represents, caught on videotape was an officer's response and another officer's response, basically saying, well, it depends on the context. Now, in the officer's defense, not that anybody would ever defend, it looked like what he was trying to do was not get involved with the march. He was trying to man his post. And when people wanted him to intervene and go in there and remove the swastikas, he didn't have the authority to do it. Maybe he did have the authority to do it, but he wasn't going to act on it. And when he was trying to explain his way out of why he's not going into the march to remove these, he got himself caught on tape where swastikas aren't necessarily, quote unquote, anti-Semitic. Actually, another doctor said, well, the symbol alone isn't another. And I think they got themselves into a lot of trouble. And the problem we have isn't not only that, it's that we are allowing across the globe symbols from Nazi Germany during the most disgusting time in our recent history. Actually, there's been a lot of disgusting things going on, but one of the most disgusting, vile things to have happened to millions and millions of people, we are allowing people to very comfortably wave that flag, use that symbol. I've seen that symbol where I live. What the hell is going on here? And so when the cop was trying to explain to people saying, look, it's anti-Semitic. He said it's not necessarily anti-Semitic or a disruption of public order. Now, when the person who approached him was trying to question him, do you even know what it means? He's like, yes, the Nazi regime used it in 1934, and it was used during World War II. And, he starts to go back in the history, but do you actually understand what the swastika means? I think some people do know what it means, and that's why they're using it. And they're using it so flagrantly, which is disgusting. But what a swastika means is that, and using it post-Germany, means that you find the behavior of murdering innocent people, Jews, Christians, homosexuals, Russians, Italians, French, Germans, Austrians, children, babies, slaughtering them, performing experiments on them, trying to annihilate and exterminate populations. You find that justified. You're almost embracing it, encouraging it, wanting it to return. When you use a swastika, when you raise a flag, that's what you are implying. Now, you could say, no, I'm just trying to support Palestine. Does the average Muslim, Arab, Palestinian want Hitler tactics? Maybe Hamas does, but Hamas is in Palestine. Palestine has been ruled by Hamas. Palestine needs to be freed from Hamas. But, you raising these flags, it means you don't know what the hell you're doing, or it means you're really, really sick, and you are anti-Semitic, and you're anti-Catholic, anti-Christian, anti-homosexual, anti-kids, anti-babies. That's what that means to me. Also, when you wave a swastika or bear one of those or a flag, it means you support fascist regimes. No freedom to worship, to be who you are, being forced into an army where you have to do despicable things, like have a mom hold her baby so you could shoot the baby that'll then also kill the mom so you could use only one bullet to kill two people. If you are supporting the swastika, that means you support those sorts of tactics. There is no other context a swastika is. No other context. You can't say it's for climate change. You can't say it's for protecting the earth. You can't say it's for protecting a people. Hitler did not like homosexuals, LGBTQ. They were not of the Aryan race. Are you really sure you want to brand that and be seen with that and support something like that? In Palestine, you can't be LGBTQ. The Hamas regime doesn't allow you to be. You are thrown in jail, possibly killed. In Israel, you can be. In Israel, they celebrate pride. It's you have freedom to be who you are. Not in Palestine. All right, these are things that people need to understand, and I don't think they do, or they're now using this Israel-Hamas war after the Hamas massacre as an excuse to be able to exhibit their anti-Semitism. And it's not cool. It's disgusting. And it's also exhibiting your stupidity. You really want a Nazi regime back? You really want Hitler? Do you know how many Germans, non-Jewish Germans, died at the hands of Hitler and his men? You really want to be ruled by a regime that can kill you? What are they not getting with history? So now you have police, like this London cop, who, I mean, I don't know if he really feels that way or if he was just trying to get out of having to intervene and approach the mob. But you're now trying to say, okay, well, it's okay that there's a symbol because it's just a symbol. And no, okay, that symbol is hate speech. That symbol is discrimination. That symbol is a disruption. He said we're only supposed to act if there's a disruption of public order. That's a huge disruption of public order. You're supporting death. You're supporting rape. You're supporting eugenics, experimentation on people, people being killed if they have a disability, people being killed if they're homosexual. That's what that symbol represents. And, you know, I don't know why society is struggling now. If you in 1946 waved a Hitler flag, well, you wouldn't. It wasn't tolerated. Just not something you would do. Now it's okay. Well, yeah, everybody has a right and there's context. And I mean, look at, was it the Harvard president? Where calling for the genocide of Jews? Well, we got to take it into context. No. I don't understand why people are trying to justify and protect and defend hatred and killing and murder and rape and assault and fascism. And when people bring I've always said this, that people want war, that there are humans that love conflict, that love war, that love death. They have no problem seeing people, innocent people and kids be murdered. And there's a lot of people on this planet that feel that way. And so one way they could exhibit that is by idolizing individuals who have done that. It's disgusting. 1-877-DOC-DELLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.